the voice above the crowd, record setters, and a year-end recap. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports.
Two for Dave DeBuscher.
One of my earliest memories of attending state high school basketball championships was that voice.
And the Michigan High School Athletic Association basketball.
That voice above the crowd, that voice of authority, that voice of information. That voice I heard at Jennison Fieldhouse was Eric Oforseth. There are a lot of things that go into the mix of a high school sporting event, and that voice above the crowd, your public address announcer, is an important part of that recipe. So important, in fact, that the Michigan High School Athletic Association is conducting a workshop on January 6th for high school public address announcers in conjunction with the National Association of Sports Public Address Announcers.
We need to continue to set high standards for this. There are so many influences that are converging on high school athletics anymore. We need to make sure the students have the best experience possible. And that means from the moment they walk in, we need to show professionalism, respect, we need to be welcoming, and we need to show that this is an atmosphere where this is an extension of the classroom.
Tony Coggins has been the voice of Holly High School sports for 18 years in seven sports. He will be one of three clinicians at the event where script writing, game day procedures, what-if scenarios, and the proper tone for being a high school sports PA announcer will be discussed. He told us of using Forseth as a standard bearer.
It's not about being the star. That's the last thing I need. My job is to be there to help inform the public. And hearing Eric Forseth, it just makes you realize what good work is, and you want to model yourself after that.
Registrations will be accepted through January 3rd. The registration fee includes workshop materials and a one-year membership in the National Association of Sports Public Address Announcers. You can find more information and a registration form under announcements on the homepage of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the passing-catching duo of Mason G. Montgomery and Colby Canfield at Stockbridge High School, who finished their gridiron careers combining for 53 entries in the MHSAA record books. Yes, they both graduated in 2016, but it took us that much time to tally their accomplishments up. Among G. Montgomery's performances were single-game state records for consecutive pass completions with 22, touchdown passes and a half, 7, twice, touchdown passes in a season, 51, and a career with 124. Canfield set a single game record for receptions with 19. What you drink is as important as what you eat. Water, 100% fruit juice, and low-fat or fat-free milk are great options to choose from. Stay in the game. Stay hydrated. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Though we're only a third of the way into the school year, the turn of the calendar pages gives us a few moments to look back on some of the great memories in high school sports in 2017. A good place to start is with John Harrington. The only football coach in the history of Farmington Hills, Harrison, became our all-time winningest gridiron mentor with 435 victories and a storybook run to the Division III title game. How about that stunning finish to the Division II softball final, where Ida scored three times in the seventh to tie the game with Richmond and then used a four-run ninth inning to finish off an 8-4 victory? St. John's gave Coach Paul Sternberg a retirement present in the form of a Lower Peninsula Division II boys golf title back in June. And Hunter Eichhorn of Kearney Nadeau became the first golfer in the Upper Peninsula to win four individual MHSAA championships. Roy Johnston of Beaverton passed Lofton Green of River Rouge on the all-time boys basketball coaching victories list. And no one will ever forget or probably ever break the 84-game winning streak of Powers North Central in boys basketball. These and countless other achievements indeed gave us an exciting 2017, and we look forward to the new year with great anticipation and, we hope, with great sportsmanship. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. I'm John Johnson. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.